Jimmy's right. We have to do something. Come on, Jimmy, think of something. You were always the smart one, the one who got us out of trouble in the old days.
After he got us into it.
How do we get ourselves out of this?
Whoever is taking us must have a reason. Or if this is down to something supernatural, why did all of this start tonight? There must have been plenty of chances to abduct Olivia or Albert while they were staying here, or any of the work people. So why is this happening now?
Because we're here?
Because this evening is all about celebrating Tyrone's murders. That has to be it. We just have to break the connection.
What if we burn down the whole damned inn?
We all looked at her. She stared right back at us.
After we've left the building, of course.
What about Olivia and Thomas?
They're gone. Albert can tell himself all the comforting lies he likes, but it won't change anything. Thomas is dead. I can feel it. And if I can't save him, all that's left is to avenge him. If we set fire to the inn, that should flush out whoever's hiding here.
You know, that might actually work. If there's nothing more to this than just people...
I still haven't seen any evidence to convince me it's anything else.
We're not burning down the castle. I won't allow it. Every penny Olivia and I had is tied up in this building, this business. And unlike you, Eileen, I haven't given up. If Olivia was dead, I'd know it. I'd feel it in my heart. And I don't.
Then he broke off suddenly and looked round, caught off guard.
Did any of you hear that?
We all sat very still, listening hard. I could hear the wind blowing outside, but that was all. I was about to say that when... the footsteps began. They seemed to be coming from the far end of the room, down by the bar, even though it was obvious there was no one there. I concentrated, trying to focus on exactly where the footsteps were, but they sounded oddly muffled, as if they were coming to us from some undefined direction. Albert looked quickly around the table to make sure we'd heard them, and relaxed a little as we all nodded. He sank back in his chair.
We're not alone here. Something's in the room with us. And it's not human.
The footsteps sounded human enough.
No, they didn't. They sounded like something that used to be human. There was something wrong about them.
Are those the footsteps you heard before, Albert, when you were upstairs at night?
Exactly the same.
I told you there was more to this than just kidnappers.
I didn't say anything. I was thinking hard. She was right. There had been something wrong about those footsteps. I looked at Albert. When you and Olivia were overseeing the renovations, did the workmen ever uncover any hidden doors or passageways that the smugglers might have used to get around unseen?
No, nothing. I would have told you if they had. It was one of the first things we asked the workmen to look for. At the beginning, we still had hopes of finding some old hidden treasure, but they never found anything.
What about hidden cellars?
The castle is built on solid stone. No cellars, no attic, no hidden rooms. This is just an old inn, not your family's country manor house.
There are tales of old hidden tunnels connected to caves in the cliff face. The smugglers are supposed to have used them to transport their goods up off the beach. No one's ever found them, and not for want of trying.
Penny shot me a quick I told you so look. I rose above it.
This inn was built to be secure and solid, to be a fortress. I don't think it ever was a storehouse, despite all the stories. That was somewhere else. The castle was the smugglers' last redoubt. Somewhere where they could lock themselves in and hold off the revenue men until help arrived.
But when the revenue men finally came, they did get in. How did that happen, exactly?
It wasn't a hidden entrance, if that's what you're thinking. One of the smugglers was a paid informer who betrayed the others. He opened the door and let the revenue men in. It was all written up at the time.
But still, you have to wonder, why did the smugglers feel the need for a fortress when they could have used the hidden tunnels in the cliff to get away? Was there something else here they were scared of?
Oh, never mind that. We all heard the footsteps. Something is in this room with us.
You've woken up.
Wouldn't you?
But what do these footsteps mean? What do they signify?
And why are we only hearing them now?
Because someone wanted us to hear them. Our kidnapper decided we needed convincing that something supernatural is going on here. I think someone has been listening to us, That's why I asked about hidden passageways. Everyone looked about them, spooked by the thought that someone might have been eavesdropping on our every word.
I don't think it's that, but I do think we're not alone. I know you don't want it to be spirits, Ishmael, but there is a definite presence in this room. Can't you feel it?
No, but everyone else was nodding quickly. Even Penny seemed half convinced. I'm not feeling anything. Not a presence, not a spirit, not even a cold draft.
Some people don't. They're not sensitive to manifestations of the other world.
I was still trying to come up with an answer that didn't involve me losing my temper and throwing things when Albert spoke up again.
Olivia is gone. Thomas is gone. As if something just reached out and snatched them away.
Remember the door the scholar opened to let through a demon that was unseen, perhaps even insubstantial.
But that was just a voice in the night speaking evil.
Maybe it got stronger down the years.
Is that the story we're in? The thing from another place? Is that what's after us?
I think it's here with us right now.
One by one, we got to our feet and looked around the empty dining room. I still couldn't see or hear anything, but I could feel the tension rising in everyone else as the idea took hold.
Everyone, move away from the table. Form a circle looking out, and hold hands so it can't separate us.